The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Hello, Rolene Marx. How are you?
Very, very, very big news, Gabe. Can we get right to
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The shooting in New Jersey.
Okay, so it has come out. It has been confirmed within the last hours that the Jersey City gunmen did target this specific supermarket. They did target this specific area because it's in the heart of the ultra-religious neighborhoods of New Jersey. He is reported to have posted anti-Semitic content, anti-police content online. There are lawmakers in New York City who are demanding that the police release more details, even though this is an ongoing investigation. But if you haven't been aware of the news, another deadly shooting in the United States, the third that has targeted the Jewish community in the space of just over a year, with six killed, including the two gunmen, and a plainclothes officer and two Hasidic Jews. The identity of the third civilian that was killed is still unknown, but it has been confirmed that this was an anti-Semitic shooting.
What do we know about the gunman?
We don't know anything about the gunman other than that we don't have the identities of the gunman. All we know is that they posted anti-Semitic and anti-police posts on social media, and the police have confirmed, as well as the mayor have confirmed, that the motive behind this deadly shooting was anti-Semitic.
Unbelievable. Rolene, can we please talk about your president, Rivlin? He has approached the UN Secretary General to appoint an envoy on anti-Semitism. Tell us about it.
The president is hosting at least 22 UN ambassadors from around the world who are in Israel at the moment, and he addressed them today about anti-Israel bias and growing anti-Semitism around the world, and he's actually appealed to the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, to please assign a special envoy to deal with anti-Semitism. You know, not a day goes by where we don't see another iteration of anti-Semitism. We saw it yesterday, a student in Paris, Israeli, on the subway, speaking to his father on his cell phone, speaking in Hebrew, and was attacked by several who used anti-Israel epithets, anti-Semitic epithets. They beat him unconscious. This is the first major hate crime to be filed under the new French rule or French laws that have created a special hate crime legislation. And the president is saying, you know, enough is enough. As we've seen tragically this morning in the United States, three more, again, Jews being the target of a deadly shooting.
You know, it raises a question, and I'd love your opinion on this. It's one thing legislating against racism and fascism, but does it change the heart of man? And that's a question relevant to us here in South Africa.
It is a very important question. You know, unfortunately, anti-Semitism, racism, these horrendous hatreds have been around and sadly will be around long after we've gone. But we do have a civic duty to do whatever we can to not allow them to flourish, to not allow them to go unchecked. And I think this is what legislation is trying to do, which brings me to the next point. So I'm sorry, but we've got a lot of news. A lot of news happening with the way we are approaching maybe not elections next year. President Trump today will sign a bill into effect that broadens the definition of anti-Semitism to include minority communities on campuses. What this means is that the federal government reserved the right to withhold funding to universities that don't tackle anti-Semitism. As we know, anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, which is anti-Semitism, is flourishing on universities across the United States and across the world, sometimes turning violent. And he has been criticized, although I think many are wanting to criticize him anyway, by some who say, well, this will limit free speech for the pro-Palestinian movement or entity. But, you know, it has come to a point where the levels of intolerance has become so high that legislators have to step in and do something about it. And just before we run out of time, because, you know, big news day, We are hours away from the deadline to form a government. There has been a lot of invective, a lot of attacking on both sides. The leader of Kofkova, Levan Benny Gantz, blaming Netanyahu, saying that all he wants is immunity. We've heard from Netanyahu calling the spin. We've heard from Lieberman blaming both parties for taking us to potential elections. But we have just had, within the last hour, the possibility that Netanyahu may drop his quest for immunity so that we don't have to go to a third set of elections. However, having said that, it looks like the Likud faction will be going to primaries on the 26th of December.
Just on that point, Rolene, do you think that it would change how Israel operates the Knesset, and perhaps there might be a vote to bring in some kind of law that prevents a prime minister from serving more than two terms, like the United States and like many other countries have?
Well, it should come in. There's a lot of Israelis now demanding that maybe we should limit the terms of a prime minister, because you will have a situation that unless something happens within the next couple of hours, the Knesset will be dissolved and we will be without a proper government until March next year. This will be the third election in a year, and Israel, with the amount of challenges that we face, existential and security, we cannot afford to be without a functioning government. We've seen in the last couple of weeks our enemies in Gaza, terror entities who are taking advantage of this. We've seen Iran with their ever-encroaching gains in Syria, trying to disrupt there. We cannot have a non-functioning government. This we have to put to bed, and put to bed in the next couple of hours. Otherwise, we are dissolved and go to elections next year.
Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much, and thank you for managing to get all of that information into a shortened time. Thank you very, very much. We'll catch you tomorrow.